I appreciate your honesty, Father, and I trust the clarity of your spiritual vision. I won't try to convert you to my view today. Obviously, until your own faith and your own conscience convince you that what we're trying to accomplish here in Caris is right, no one could expect you to lend yourself to it. But I ask you to consider what you yourself have seen, what Archbishop Erech has written to you, the words and deeds of the Church of Caris, and the touch of God upon your own heart. Approach it in prayer and sober meditation, Father, not in a white heat. If you find in time that God moves you to embrace our efforts, then we will welcome you as a brother and a fellow servant of God. And if God doesn't move you to join us, we will respect and accept that decision as well. And in the meantime, Your Eminence? And in the meantime, Father, I would be most grateful if you would continue to exercise the office of intendant here in Caris. As you say, no one in this kingdom has ever entertained the least doubt of your determination to apply the prescriptions honestly and fairly. It would be immensely reassuring to all of our people to know you continue in that position in this time of turmoil and change. If I were to agree to any such thing, Your Eminence, then I would continue to exercise that office in the way I see fit, which is no more and no less than I would wish of you, Father, even if it brings us into conflict, Your Eminence? Father, Stainer said with a gentle smile, given the way you've met your responsibilities in the past, I see absolutely no reason to believe that you would find yourself in conflict with me over the matter of the prescriptions. If we disagree, then obviously each of us will attempt to convince the other, but I've never seen you make a capricious decision, or, for that matter, one with which I disagreed. I see no reason to expect you to make any such decision now. It's true that we may have some differences of opinion upon the proper use of the coercive authority of your office. As you say, you believe that the Church's responsibility is to protect against corruption by whatever means are necessary, whereas I believe her responsibility is to teach and convince. That external compulsion cannot generate the internal strength to resist darkness and evil when they come upon each and every one of us in our daily lives. I suspect you may now find yourself somewhat more leery of the term whatever means are necessary than you were before the Group of Four's invasion attempt, but I have no doubt we may yet find ourselves on opposite sides over some issue of doctrinal enforcement. If that time comes, I'll certainly attempt to convince you to accept my view of the situation, but you will always have the right to resign your office and to publicly state your reasons for doing so. And I will never attempt to compel you to accept or publicly endorse my position on any matter in which your conscience cannot agree with me. With your permission, Your Eminence, I will say neither yes nor no today, Wilson said after a long, thoughtful moment. As you yourself have suggested, this isn't a decision, a choice which should be rushed into. I would prefer to meditate and pray that God will show me my direction before I give you an answer. I can ask no more than that of any priest, Father. Stainer smiled at the young man, then looked back to Adamson. Nor can I ask more than that of any bishop executor, he said with another smile. Obviously, I would welcome both of you for political reasons as well as spiritual ones, but neither I nor King Caleb will attempt to dictate to your consciences. How can we do that, when so much of our quarrel with the Council of Vicars lies in its attempt to do just that to all of God's children? Whatever your final decision, however, know this. On my own authority, in the full expectation that King Caleb will agree, but even if he does not, I grant both of you sanctuary. Whether or not you find it in your hearts and souls to join with us in our effort to transform Mother Church back into what God would truly have her be, you may remain here in Charis under the protection of the Church of Charis for however long you choose.